I'm calling BS on this, even though it's one of my favorite things in the world to do. I feel like this is actually not good for people. I feel like it's a bad thing, and it does the opposite of the claim. What is the claim? There's a claim saying that doing this will make you a nicer person, and you'll have better relationships. Once again, I call BS. Any idea, Alex, what you could be doing that would make you a better person and have better relationships?
Folding someone else's laundry.
That's a possibility. That's not what we're looking for. Live the Web Girl, what do you think would make you a better person and help build relationships?
Telling the truth?
No, neither one of you are right. They're claiming playing board games with people will make you a better person and have better relationships. Abso-freaking-lutely not. 833-JOE-ALEX. Does anybody believe this crap that if you play board games with people, it's going to make you a better person and you're going to be nicer to people?
Joe gets too competitive, so
I get
it's
hella
a no.
competitive. Even here at work when we play games like Catchphrase or anything. But I had a point, like, really, like 3 years ago, I have not played Catchphrase at my one friend's house again because me and his now wife got into a verbal argument over the game and like
Are
win the buzzer.
Kidding?
Yes, Alex, because they ended up winning the game and they cheated. They held on to it and then passed it like a hot potato.
Yeah, I was going to say I could see it ripping friendships apart for some people. Like, I feel like you should probably never play Monopoly with anyone.
Why didn't you just reach out to your friends and say, hey, I'm sorry, I was competitive.
But I'm not sorry because they cheated.
But
his
that's
wife,
ridiculous.
He committed his life to a woman that's a cheater. Maybe not in their relationship physically, but she sure as heck cheated at Catchphrase.
You should have said, guys, let's move past this.
No, I don't think I'm ready for that, Alex.
Oh, my word.
I don't think I'm ready to move on. What about you, though? Do you play games at all, Alex? Like, are you a board gamer?
Yes, sometimes. I do like Monopoly, and actually the last time I played Monopoly, I creamed my opponent and like was buying hotels and stuff within the first like 20 minutes. I mean, I was just ripping through that game. I'm really freaking good at Monopoly. I'm also very good at Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, see, I love playing Cards Against Humanity.
I'm very good at Cards Against Humanity because I can cater to each person's sense of humor. Like, I know who has like a like perverted sense of humor, who has a goofy one, who has a dark one, and so I can cater to each person. But I will say I'm really good at Catchphrase.
Okay.
And I'm really good at I think like the celebrity version in charades. I'm really good at charades, but what I don't like is when people are trying to organize the game and they're not doing well at organizing it. And so then I like have to like micromanage and I'm like, wait, everyone, and like I have to like take control. Because like I know I can explain the rules the best.
So am I the only one then? Because neither one of you is self-admitting. Am I the only one that disagrees with this? Because I mean, I like the idea of board games, and I think they are a great idea, but that never works out. Like, I've never had a game night at my house where like things don't get awkward.
I think you learn a lot about people during them. So it based on that, it either grows it or destroys it. In your case, probably destroys every relationship in your path.
It is, because I used to have like a game night, like I was doing like once a month, and like it got a little awkward on the last one, and we quit doing it.
The only reason it got awkward is because your dogs tried to eat Catchphrase when we were playing.
You know what? They have a right to have a little bit of the game if they want to in themselves, pork chop. Let me know what you think. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show if you think that this is true, or if you're like, total BS, I can't play a game because when I do, oh man, it gets ugly.